it had one vote in that book that you've got open in front of you, and that was from...
That was from...
T.G. Kavanaugh, and he paid dearly for it, remember, 4 years later.
Well, to a degree, I think, yes, although it was not... I don't think that was the real thing that did it.
But he did take the position in that case.
Just review that for a moment.
That the commission was unconstitutional.
Yeah, he concluded. He said, "We have no proper function at all in this matter." He says,
"That was pretty big heresy."
Well, he quoted Justice Souris, who said in the 1964 case, having concluded that the apportionment and districting provisions for both the Senate and the House were violative of the 14th Amendment, it was my conclusion that Section 6, Article 4, which established the commission, likewise had to be held void. Section 6, in my view, was so dependent upon the continuing validity of the preceding sections by which the commission's duties were specified and expressly limited that it could not survive alone. So Souris had written in the 64 case that the commission should be thrown out. T.G. Kavanaugh agreed with him in 1972. So that opinion had been expressed at least on a couple of different occasions and ultimately, as I say, carried the day. But after this... decision was expressed, and now let's just flip back through the opinion for a half a moment and see where we were. After that opinion was expressed, we're talking of May of 1972. Let's see. T.M. Kavanaugh, as Chief Justice, had written the majority opinion, had Adams, Swainson, and Williams concurring, so he had four votes. Okay. The Republicans came back in after this case and wanted a rehearing and wanted it on the basis that the commission should be thrown out. I don't know who they thought was going to change his mind. Unless they felt that if it got to be 3-4, then maybe somebody would. I don't know.
Well, Adams was a short timer then, wasn't he? He only had a few months to go in his term.
Yeah.
Again.
He had the rest of the year. It was
okay.
May.
Okay.
So he had the rest of that year. But in any case, they came back, they wanted the rehearing, and they wanted to get it on the basis that the commission ought to be thrown out. I voted to deny the rehearing.
You paid for that, didn't you? Didn't you? Weren't you, when you ran subsequently in the
For the United States Senate in 1976.
Weren't you denounced by some of your...
I was denounced, among others, by a man by the name of Keith Molin, who was a functionary of Governor Milliken, and and it was the first time it had ever dawned on me that there were people in the Republican Party who thought that I had done something bad by voting my conscience and my view of the law in a case. And I was pretty naive, I guess, not to realize that as far as the politicians were concerned, there's no such thing as the judicial decisions. There are only favorable and unfavorable decisions as far as their interests are concerned.
specifically in this subject area, right?
Oh, yeah. And when you come to this thing, this was not even regarded as a judicial matter. This was, who are you and where are you coming from? And that ogre was raised and talked about. I don't know that it made any difference. When you say I paid for it, I don't know that it made any difference in terms of the support I got from the Republicans. It might have. It's very possible, I suppose. But in any case, I made the decision that I did. They later went to the federal district court, and the feds also denied the petition.